Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion to episode 155. This is part two. Are you a believer in seasons? Today is Sunday, July 11th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos. I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also shop at Pastor Paul's Mall online. Be sure to check out vonsgrocery.com. You can also join our online community, and up at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, Twitter, the podcast, Life Vantage, and YouTube. So be sure to check out the online community at pastorpaul.org. You can email me, Janine, at pastorpaul.org. And at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find show notes with scripture links. So be sure to check those out and join us every week for part one on Friday, and part two of Pastor Paul's messages, the conclusion, is on Sunday. This month, the month of July, the lineup is the following: Proud Self, Asking Evil Questions, Great Form But No Power, Are You a Believer in Seasons, So Weeping, Reap Rejoicing, Times of Fearing and Doubting. There you have it, the month of July. Hope you have a great summer. Be sure to join us every week here on Friday and Sunday for Pastor Paul's podcast. God bless you.
Don't you wait for when you're waiting for something to come and you're waiting at the window and you're looking, there's a little rise in the road down there from the future road, somebody coming, and you stand on tiptoe. When's my dad coming home? Standing on tiptoe. I remember my folks, I was about 3 years old, they left me in Mitchell, South Dakota, a little old rundown shack with manure up along the sides, and I was inside there, and then my uncle come out and give me a little toy to play with, and I seen this old Model T going down. I still remember it. And I remember standing on tiptoe for about 9 months waiting for him to come back. Well, they came back. It had a happy ending. But I was on tiptoe waiting for the Father to return. I had an earnest expectation. Well, I remember I was sitting there and I was, I was about 4 years old. But I remember because it was a real heavy thing in my life. And I remember all the rest of the kids went and I was stuck there. And I had this little mole on my, and I started picking at this mole. And I picked that whole thing off me. But all those little things happened, and I got that in my mind about waiting for the Father and being continually on watch and having that earnest expectation of things to come. And it says, in such an hour that as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Maybe you'll be down there doing the hobo bus. Maybe you'll be over there pulling a last rack of bread off. You say, what happened to Randy? He was just here taking these racks of bread. And the cart will be tipped over. There'll be a hole in the roof. And there'll be two smoking shoes down there on the floor. Maybe you'll be on that hobo bus, and just about all them guys know Jesus down there by now. And they'll come in, and they'll be like one of these ships that sails around, like they have these movies where they have this ghost ship that sailed all over, and it's, well, they have the ghost hobo bus, and they'll go in there, and look, bowls of soup left. Sandwiches with one bite out of them. Well, that's what's going to happen. And I believe this is the Lord's way of keeping us to stand. Our lamps, it says, trimmed. And your loins girt. Waiting for the battle cry, behold, I cometh. It's close. It's down to now days. As yet all the days of the earth remaining is counted by days. Months aren't even mentioned. Centuries aren't even mentioned. Peter says, the end is at hand. The end is at hand. And then he adds something like this. Let's see. Be therefore sober and watch. Be ye there sober and watch unto prayer. Well, it means you watch and you keep watching until you pray. Well, Lord, I'm watching. When's it going to happen? You watch unto prayer. You're watching, you have such an expectation, and you're watching so earnestly for it to happen that you start to talk to yourself. Really, you're talking to God. You ever been waiting for somebody and say, well, when are they going to come? And you open the curtains up and you open the door. When are they going to come? Is that them now? I heard the noise out there. No, it's just the mailman. And you start talking to yourself and you'll be talking to the Lord. You've got to watch unto prayer. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men, but count, as some men it says, count what? Slackness. One day, it says in the Bible, with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years, it says, is but one day. Listen, it's 2,000 years from the creation to the flood. It's 2,000 years from the flood to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's 2,000 years almost now, from then until now. And man's number is 6. And man's number is just about up. We're coming into the 7th year. The Jewish calendar is 1990-something. Almost up. And sometime before all these things are fulfilled, 7 is God's number. Well, 6 is man's number. Every dog has his day. But then God's divine holy number 7 is coming up. And so in this text, a hint of warning. But also there is a sentence of promise. It's rich and it's full of meaning. Listen to it. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and winter and summer and day and night shall not cease. Isn't that a comforting word? Yes, it's a promise, I believe, concerning temporal things. But it also pertains to the spiritual things, doesn't it? Cold has come, and it seems like it was here to stay, but then warm starts to come, and it pushes it away. We're starting to warm outside right now, and it's pushing away the cold. Seed time and harvest have been threatened. It hasn't always been abundant, but it came anyway, didn't it? Days have been dark, but then God's light always came. We've had extreme weather, and yet the seasons have come and gone. And even the race of unbelievers had, you know what? They've come to believe it. Now, a person that doesn't believe in God, the atheist believes that the weather's going to turn. Go ask an atheist, do you think spring will come? And there's birds out there. Well, do you believe that spring is coming? Flowers are popping in between his feet. Yeah, well, what do you suppose? Did you have faith to believe that spring would come? Who do you suppose gave you that faith? Well, they even say when spring comes, don't they? They know that the sun will come up. Yep. They believe in God's promises as to the seasons. Why not their other promises? No, you've gone this far. Why don't you go a little step further that someone created all this? Do you think Mr. Marx created this? Huh? Do you think that Mr. Marx created this? No, he had ingrown thumbnails from writing all of his own philosophy. He groaned and moaned just like you did. Well, you not saved. Can you deny the timeliness of God's seasons? No, you can't. When God's promises appear difficult for fulfillment, why do you doubt? Well, this is too difficult. How can this possibly be fulfilled? I see no way that this can work out. Well, if you don't see any way it can work out by faith, it won't work out. But I just don't see any way. I mean, this is a real problem. A real one. God can't work this one out. This is a real tough one. When he returns, the Bible says, will there be any faith here? Will there be any faith when I return? Will there be any at all? Just because there is no visible sign, that doesn't mean that they're not coming. Spring is coming. Spring will. Now, you might even have a blizzard before it comes. I remember one particular fall, it was real warm way into December. I thought, uh-oh, we're not going to have any winter. I was wrong. It came. A blizzard the very next day. Yep, it sure looks like spring's coming. I'm looking outside right now. Yep, the signs are all here. And the trees will be budding pretty soon. Wow. How do I know that? I know because I know. And then, of course, I know because I know. And then I know because I know because I know. And then there's that I know because I know. And furthermore, I know because I know. Well, that's all you can say about knowing, isn't it? You, by faith, believe it's going to happen, and it happens. Well, at this hour, we feel very sure that spring is going to come. How many feel sure it will come? Do you feel that sure about the Lord's coming? That it could happen any minute? Any minute. And yet you can't hurry it up. I get out there and choke the bottom of that tree out there. Bud! 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 Come on! Get over the snow and tell him, tulips, get up! Wake up! Come out of the snow! No, hey, you got to come up when they come up. God is the one that calls them up. God is the one that gets the fishes to go in schools and the salmon to run and the birds to return from Capistrano. God is the one that causes the geese to go hither and thither and yon. No, see, there's a season and there's a reason, and God is in it all. You can't hurry it up. You can't call to the geese, come on back. Aren't you here, you dumb goose? No, right? And you can't hurry it up with people either. Now, we're experiencing miracles here daily. Sunrise, you realize how much that has to happen in the whole of the universe for a sunrise. And all we do is wake up, oh, another day. Realize how much that has to happen for a sunset or for a birth? Now, the world calls it a birthright. And we're even taking that away from people. They don't, little ones that are in the womb, they don't have a birthright. Rain, did you ever think about the miracle of a rain or the snow or the air or budding trees? But we also have come to act practically on promises by faith, I believe. We set our clocks. What do you set your clock for? Because you think you're going to get up in the morning. Oh, my God. What time are you going to get up? 7. That's the time it leaves at 7. I'm on my weary way to heaven, counting every mile of railroad time. Huh? You believe it. We schedule our whole day out. We plan years ahead. We use God's faithfulness with the seasons. And we use it because it helps us to plan our lives. How could you plan your life if you didn't know the sun was going to come up every day and the sun was going to go down every day and you know, there was going to be seasons and, you know, God was faithful. How could you plan anything?
Well, you never know what he's going to do. I was going to buy a boat, but then we might have a blizzard in the middle of July.
And these boat people there, they know that there's going to, they're making those, bring over 1,000 of those flathead screws over here. Why are they building so crazily? Because they know that spring is about to come. And why is Petty getting all the spring fashions ready? Because they believe spring is going to be here. Don't they? Aren't you glad that God is faithful? You're already counting the money you're going to save by not paying Minnegasco. Well, that'll be $2,500 you won't have to spend for the church to keep the heat going. Because God is faithful. Minnegasco would have it be cold year-round. Mean. Right? Wouldn't the stockholders cheer? Unless, of course, it was down in their place, the dock of the bay, wherever they go. Get away from this cold. But we set our clocks according to God's plan. Right now, the farmer's getting ready to sow. And how does he know how? By God's promise. Not by the farmer's almanac. No, farmer's almanac. Well, but what is it based on? The promises of God. They use true faith, the farmer does. By believing the promise to be true, they bury their seed. I mean, this is their seed. They could, well, should we grind this up? We got several tons of this feed. What should we do? I mean, what if it doesn't work? Oh, it'll work. Come on, God's always been faithful. Bury it. The same way as you do with your life. You bury your life to gain your life. Do you believe it? I believe it. And the Bible says you get back 100-fold. But I mean, if a man did not act upon the declaration of God in our text here, he would be counted foolish. Well, he says, I don't believe there will be a harvest, so why should I sow? No, who knows? I mean, just because it says so in the Word here? Wait a minute, I don't know. I'm hungry right now. I got a family to think of. I got to store up. Or he says, it looks like summer will never end, so why lay up feed? Isn't that stupid? But is it not just as stupid to remember and treat his other promises as if they weren't true at all? God says, seek my face. Well, he says, accept my son. He says, believe and live. I mean, you believe to put the seed in the ground. Why can't you believe to give your life to gain your life? Love one another. Oh, and how we can misuse that scripture. Die for a friend. Do you believe that one? Will you not get out your winter coat in September? And won't you say, hey, we changed all our racks down there. Now we're getting ready to get rid of all these clothes. Spring's coming. You got to get lighter clothes out. We got to get raincoats out. We got to get little rain hats out because we believe spring is coming. It's going to start raining out there. Poncho weather. Well, let's hurry up and change the wardrobe, and everything goes around God's Word. Whew. Don't you put on your storm windows in the wintertime? Don't you pull down? I mean, if you got these combinations now. Won't you seek shelter and protection when it starts to get cold? Sure you will, because you know it's going to come. Then why not believe on the Son and all the other promises of God? They're there for everybody. You listening on the radio, the promises are for everybody. Come, whomsoever will come. Though going on while the earth remaineth, there will also be changes in the spiritual world. Did you know there is a spiritual change that's going on right now? And it's so radical. Why is it radical? Because there's only a few that are hearing the bugle call. That's why it's radical. It's a Gideon's army. It is definitely not for the sluggard. Now, sluggards, if you're listening, hey, it's almost time for this program to be over, and you're laying down. You won't turn me off. You're too lazy to roll over and turn the radio off, so I'm safe. And laying here, oh, is it the will of God that I get up? Lord, do you want me to get out of bed? He isn't even going to answer you. There are people like that. Lord, if it be your will, and you've already put in your mind what you're going to do anyway. No, it's going to take a movement. It's going to take such a movement like you've never seen before. Because no one state continues. Seasons are perpetual. Heat moves over for the cold, and cold moves over for the heat. Light moves over for the dark, and dark moves over for the light. Such is life. Such is our spiritual life. We rejoice, and then we sorrow. We struggle, and then we triumph. We labor, and then we rest. And we're up, and then we're down. We seem to run in between joy and sorrow and joy, and it goes round and round and round, and we wouldn't know one or the other if you didn't have one or the other. And you move, it seems, from success to defeat. No, don't say that word. That is not, I don't want to hear that word, defeat. I've been defeated a whole lot of times.
Well, I don't like to hear that. It's not positive. Well, we'll just positively say you're not defeated, and you're, look at you, you're a mess. You've been defeated. You can learn from that. Learn how to run a little faster. See what I'm saying? You'll have a testimony.
going to have still times, and we're going to have stormy times, and we're going to have dark, troubled times, and we're going to have light and easy times. You know what those light and easy times are? Get ready. It's a calm before the storm. Well, don't ruin your light and easy time by saying, oh, and you tense all up. This is a light and easy time. Oh, something's going to happen. And it happens before it happens. No, you got a light, easy time. Say, I'm going to rest in this. Because the storm is about ready to come. Well, when it comes, it comes. One step at a time. Hey, it's getting real still outside. Don't worry about it. It's just a storm coming. I'm ready for it. I'm all rested up. Why be all nervous and tense and not rest when you should be resting? It's going to come. Trial and tribulation and sorrow and suffering are going to come. Oh, they're coming. And if you're listening to me on the radio today, there is a radical movement that has to go on in the body of Christ, and you're going to have a whole lot of floaters out there that won't agree with you, but just get radical and obey the Lord and go on with what He's called you to do. Going on. Are you hearing this? Maybe you came to the wrong church. Maybe you should turn the radio off. Might blow out a transformer or what? Transistor. Great. Are you hearing this? No, hey. Either you give your life to gain it or you don't give your life to it. I'm giving it. Totally. I mean, with the grace of God, I want to do this thing. And you're not going to do it without the grace of God because you just naturally don't want to do it. You mean you hate to roll out of bed in the morning? Let's admit it. But we're going to have the still times and the stormy times, as I said. We're going to have the dark and troubled times and the light and easy times, and that's just the way it is. We're going to have our winters when our sap goes underground and we lose all of our leaves and we're ugly. And everybody's looking at us and look at that ugly person. And everybody's going to call you ugly. When you're standing there with your little stubby branches hanging out and you're just frozen up, cold. Then you're going to have the time when you're all leafy. Look at that lovely leafy Christian with all of that fruit. Wow. You're going to have praises. You're going to have both times that they are bound to come. But rest assured, spring will come. And we will rise and we will bloom. You're going through a hard time right now? Well, wait, there's a rising up and a blooming to happen. Expect the changes and believe that they will come by rule. There's a rule over you. Listen, great rules will stand while the earth abideth, the Bible says. And that goes for the spiritual as well as in the natural world. God will plow us up over and over, plow up your back. Here comes a tractor of God. Plow up! You can plow this person over. And then when your heart's field is all ripe and ready and the earth is opened up in your soul there, then He starts to plant those seeds in there. And all those previous things that you thought were, oh, this is the way it is, they're plowed up. Oh, there's so many teachings and different things that we learned in the last 50, 20 years. They're going to be plowed up and plowed under. You know what they're going to use them for? Manure. Manure, so they're good for something. See, never think that you have God in an entire total box. Because He says, I'm going to plow this under. Behold, it says in the Bible, I will do a what? A new thing. Remember not the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you hearing the plow? We'll become like hybrids. God puts the best of our corns and our characteristics together. Now here's a hybrid here. It can take heat and cold, and it look how big it is. And woo, huh? Hybrids. Out of all that suffering and all that trial and all that tribulation comes a hybrid. When you put that hybrid seed down into the ground and it dies, it counts for something. We'll be able to stand more and more spiritual weather. Oh, man. I tell you, if you haven't been through no kind of suffering, how are we ever going to be ready for the suffering that's coming on planet Earth? How can we ever expect to be ready for it? How can we have a hybrid corn if we've never, been through any trial? Oh, there's spiritual weather coming, and there's storms, and there's disappointments, and there's heartache, and there's joys, and there's laughters, and yes, there is sickness. Oh, don't confess that. There is no such thing. It's just a symptom. Stop blowing your nose then. Stop throwing up then. Stop taking your kids to the doctor then. Oh, I know, this smacks at people and they hate it. I don't care if they hate it or not. It's reality, isn't it? You are not of this world, but you're in it. And there is sickness down here, and there is sorrow down here, and there is suffering down here, and there is laughter down here, and there is disappointments down here, and there's all kinds of things down here. This is not heaven. You're on your way to heaven. You're on your way. Are you hearing it? But you'll be able to stand it. Having done all, stand. Now you've done it all. Now stand. Parade dress. Do you know why they have parade dress? Because you're perfectly balanced at parade dress. Do you know when you're at attention, you're an easy target? You're at parade dress and you're all ready to go. You know what'll happen out of all this? You'll build immunities. Oh, I've become immune to comment. I can have people say the most damnable things to me and I'm immune to it. Because I've been vaccinated. I mean, they pick at you. You know when they give you these things, they pick at your arm? How they pick, they'll take, you know how they do this. I use you. They pick. Was there smallpox? Pick, and they pick at it. And they keep picking at you, and they actually give you the disease, just enough of it. And so now you become immune to it. And all the poxies come on you. They all gather in. Oh, wow. But you're immune to it. And I can hear things on the telephone now. They come to me. It doesn't even bother me. And before I would just, oh, God, I'm wasted. Lord, help me. What happened? My hands are hanging down. My knees are weak and feeble. Oh, Lord, what's going on? Doesn't anybody love me? Doesn't anybody love me? Doesn't anybody care? Huh? And now I can hear the most damnable things, and it does not bother me one bit. I have received the vaccination from the Lord. The disease has already come on, and I've conquered the disease in the body of Christ and in my own body. So it doesn't matter anymore, and we become immune to comment, and we become fanatical, and we walk through all the poxies. It doesn't matter anymore. Listen, the Bible says you will be slandered, you will be talked about, you will be hated in the house of your friends, but you're immune to it. You'll build up immunities to the devil's sick tricks. Isn't there a lot of sick tricks out there? Say amen, somebody. I believe that a lot of times you have more trouble with a Christian than you do with the world. Because the world don't like you, you know that. But you got a lukewarm Christian that you don't know which way they're going to go. That's scary, isn't it, Jim? You don't know which way they're going to go. And so you try to baby them along. Oh, see, you're kind of warm. Oh, touch you. Oh, warm. Oh, and you try to, and you never know which way they're going to go. They can go this way, and they can go that way. I'd rather have them be ice cold. Woo-wee! That's a cold one. I know where you're coming from. That's all right. Bible says I'd rather you be ice cold or red hot, but lukewarm. Trying to get it out. Try to do it just right. Maybe the side view. You can never tell when a lukewarm in the army is going to cut and run. Excuse me. Huh? Say amen, somebody. You got to build up an immunity to all that kind of thing so it don't even bother you anymore. And you can say, praise God, I'm going on. I have become immune to this. And so don't fret, Sunday school teachers. Don't go by sight. Something fantastic might happen right there in the class. You won't even see it. Maybe 20 years down the line. Maybe 20 minutes down the line. You don't know. You never know when it's going to come. You never know when the word is going to come forth through one of those. It'll come. Plant and water, and God, it says, will give the increase. Can your thoughts cause corn to come up out of the ground? Huh? No, it comes when it comes, when it comes, when it comes, when it comes. And so you're thinking, I wonder why that corn isn't coming up. Do you think your thinking is going to make it do anything? Not a bit. Needless to you preachers, I want you to be encouraged here today. God is preparing us, and there is a plowing up like you have never seen before, and the planting is closed, and great is the harvest that is upon us, because God is planting in between the rows. He's filling in. Because he tell you why. There's going to come a spiritual harvest. You're not going to have to walk in there. He's filling in the rows. They are close together. Great harvest is coming on. Great. I would like right now to pray, hallelujah, for Franklin Avenue and all that whole area up in there, to all the Indians and brothers and sisters up there. Because you know why? Oh, I just believe angels to be walking down them streets and glorious things to be happening. If you really fanatically give your life. Be of good cheer. Your labor, the Bible says, is not in vain. And so too, while the earth remaineth, there will be interchanges of cold and heat. Where there is life, there must be change. In that you're here today, there's change. You're not the same person that came in here. Not the same person that entered into this sanctuary. You're not the same. There's change going on all the time. There is only monotony and death. But where there is life, there is always change. Why don't you change? Well, you are changing. You have changed. Are you hearing this? There'll always be times. Always be times when an awful withering of the flesh. Oh, listen to this. It'll be caused by the convicting Holy Ghost. Will convict you, and there'll be a withering on the inner person and a withering change. God is causing you to change. Who can stand God's cold? I think that's hell when you know God and God is cold towards you. You're still saved. But there's a coolness there. But then, always with the Lord, there's a melting time that comes of contrition and of repentance. And then there's always the warming of the Holy Spirit. Will warm your heart always with love and hope and faith and joy. If you're having a hard time right now and you're withering, get ready. There's a springtime coming, and there's a love and a hope and a faith and a joy. And a seeking of the Lord only. A lot of times people are removed from our lives so that we can seek God only. And there's a withering process. Praise God, we're about ready for a heat wave in the church. Having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's climbing. Oh, it's not surprising. It's God's season, a tropical heat wave, huh? There is a time coming on. There is a spiritual spring that is about ready to be sprung. A soul harvest is expected. I tell you right now, I'm going to start right now sowing early. Come on, let's get to work. Let's believe God's promise. It says, Bible says, weary not in doing well. Pick up the spiritual plow. Don't turn back. Trust in spiritual seasons, it says in the Bible, and you will reap a harvest. Yes, the seed of the world is buried in our heart's barns right now. Maybe we'll build bigger heart's barns. But it says that we're to go about planting the seed weeping. Should we build bigger barns or should we spread the word out there? Should we play it safe, not get involved? Should we find a group of frumps to converse with about this and about that and it has nothing to do with God whatsoever? Think about it. Should we wait for spiritual August? We're in the 11th hour right now. Should we be careful not to get involved? Well, I'm not getting involved because of this or that or so on, this and that, and all kinds of excuses. Maybe we should go to spiritual agricultural school for another 10 years. Learn some new plowing techniques. And all the Bible just tells you, pick up the plow and don't turn back. I mean, just stay with it. Go straight ahead. Plow your way all the way up into glory land. While I'm plowing, on to glory land. While I'm a plowing, on to glory land. While I'm a plowing, on to glory land. That's where I'm plowing now. Plow, 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 plow. Huh? It won't be long that the people will be catching up with your plow. Because it says what God is going to do in one day. There's going to be a work done in one day. One trying time in the history of this world will turn millions to Jesus Christ. I think there's a time for faith rest, and I'm closing, but there's also a time for faith rise. Oh, there's so much talk about faith rest. Faith rest. Wake up. No, I'm in faith rest. How about faith rise? How about rise up and count the... How about rise? How about faith rise? And so now we're at an age when God says, raise up. You have walked on frozen natural fields, and we believe that they will thaw and that the rain will come. And now let's believe for spiritual fields and spiritual thawing and the sun and the heat of the Holy Ghost to ripen people's heart for the planting of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's start to believe spiritual things just like we believe the natural things, glory to God, because the latter rain is about ready to fall right now. And that warm move of the Holy Ghost is on it. We don't have time for bickering and fighting and all this infighting, all this junk. You that don't know God today, to you all spiritual seasons are but a blank. Come alive now and receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you'll think I'm some kind of a nut you're listening on the radio. Well, I didn't get this way overnight. I got this way over a period of years by becoming immune, by going through things over and over and over and over and over, and whatever goes around comes around. My God, it's a time for a very radical move. It's a time now to lay down your life and totally give it to Jesus Christ. And if you'll do that, you'll have the peace that passes all understanding.